Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, of course, show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek that's me to another that is you. Real quick, before we get started, as you know, every Thursday we upload the FPT podcast, just an hour long of us talking about some random bullshit. Well, we actually record those episodes on Saturdays. Today is that day. So we want you to go in the comment section below. We're going to try something different for this week's podcast. Go ahead and ask us any question that you want. Just a full-on Q&A, ask FPT, whatever you want to call it. Leave your comment, your question down in the comment section below, and we'll try to answer it on the FPT podcast. Again, it isn't just me on the podcast. It's me, Brian, Lucas, Jordan most of the time. So leave questions for all of us to answer down in the comment section below, as many as you can. Like, if you're watching right now, just come up with a question and leave it down in the comment section below. We might answer it on the podcast. Okay, news. A couple months ago, Blizzard and Facebook partnered up to allow users to live stream Blizzard games onto Facebook Live. Though the partnership was made, you couldn't actually do it because the feature wasn't implemented. Anyway, the feature today is officially implemented on all Blizzard games. You can stream live to Facebook, but it is only available for the PC versions of the games. So there's that. They say it will be available for Mac users soon enough. You can play video games on a Mac? I am actually really curious to see where this takes Facebook. I mean, live streaming video on Facebook is one thing and it's becoming a real competitor in the industry, but live streaming gameplay to Facebook, that's a whole other ball game. Dude, it is 2016 and one of the stupidest things you can steal on this planet right now is an iPhone. It usually just does not work out in your favor. And I mean, you're a thief. Anyway, Apple has filed another patent today that makes this even harder. Like, stealing an iPhone would become even more impossible. I mean, you could steal it. It's then the process of getting caught that would suck. According to the patent, after so many failed attempts to get into the phone, the iPhone can then start recording you. I'm talking front-facing camera, the video, audio, but as well as your fingerprint, which makes this f***ing insane. That is so awesome. Like, if you stole something and you try to get in the phone and Apple recorded your fingerprint and then put it on some server somewhere in a database that then the authorities could run through their database and match fingerprint, boom, you a cop, motherfucker, caught red-handed. That's what would happen. Cool. Good job, Apple. Really interested. Good job. I've talked about this multiple times on the show before, but just one of the things that Twitter, for some reason, refuses to do is implement any type of filtering when it comes to what you see on Twitter in your Twitter feed. Now, they do have a mute feature where you can mute specific users. I guess that's a type of filter. So instead of unfollowing user and alerting them that you unfollowed them, they will never know and you will still never see anything they post. Now it seems they're trying to extend that. And they are going to give you some sort of filter where you could sort of mute certain words or phrases, and then if someone were to tweet you using those words or phrases, it just wouldn't show up. You just wouldn't see it. This is a big deal because Twitter has always, like, believed in freedom of speech, and that's why they never implemented any type of filter. This is kind of a big step for them, though none of this is confirmed. It's just a report, and apparently they've been working on it for, like, a year, so who knows when it's going to actually come out and be a real thing, but I am interested. This is obviously to kind of get rid of some harassment, some abuse, some nastiness, some nasty people. I'm all for it. Competition is heating up when it comes to music streaming services, and most of that is because artists are making it a point to choose a streaming service and give them exclusive rights to new music, new albums, whatever the case may be. So, like, a certain artist might go to Apple Music or Tidal and give them exclusive rights to stream the music and not give it to Spotify. Obviously, that gives Apple Music or Tidal the leg up. Spotify has responded and said, why did I fuck that up? Spotify has responded saying, hey man, this is bad for the industry. Selecting a streaming service to give exclusive rights to your music is just bad for the industry, it's bad for the consumer. And I would tend to agree. And now they're actually fighting back. So if an artist is on Spotify and, like, they release a new album only on Tidal or only on Apple Music, giving those services exclusive rights, and the music isn't on Spotify, they are actually going to make finding that artist's previous music on Spotify harder by, like, not allowing them to show up as easily in search results, sort of just completely burying the artist and their music so it's harder to discover or find on Spotify. What a slap in the dick. Okay, so last week we saw T-Mobile come out with T-Mobile One, their all unlimited plan, and then of course Sprint countered that with unlimited freedom, essentially the same thing, but there's like fine print caveats to both of those things. Sprint specifically, as well as T-Mobile, is they will actually limit video streaming to 480p coming through the network. So it actually hits your device only at 480p, and I guess you wouldn't call that truly unlimited now, would you? Sprint did not offer an option to actually give you HD video. Like, if you wanted to pay extra to get that HD video content, you just couldn't do it. There was no extra fee for that. You were just limited. That changes now, and they're releasing Unlimited Freedom Premium is the name. So if you pay $20 more, that's $80 a month, then you can have HD video through Sprint with Unlimited Freedom Premium. Like, it's like Unlimited Freedom, but freer. Freer Unlimited Freedom is what they should have named it. Guys, I keep telling you, 2017 is when we're gonna get that newly designed iPhone. I've been saying that for months, and now we have more reports that support that. So a couple of episodes ago, some amount of episodes ago, I told you that Apple might be planning like three different iPhones for 2017, one of them having curved glass, like the Samsung Edge devices. Well, now it seems we're getting a bit more interesting, kind of what we expected, an OLED display on the 2017 models, but also no home button. Like, the home button has been on iPhones for, well, since the beginning of iPhones. And 2017 will mark the 10-year anniversary since the first iPhone, so it makes sense that they're going for some major change. And getting rid of the home button would be a major fucking change. I mean, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with everything pretty much that they're doing. Just remember the floppy drive. When they removed the floppy drive, everyone kind of flipped their shit for a second. Now we're okay. So if you get rid of the headphone jack, we'll figure it out. It might be rough for a second. We'll figure it out. Get rid of the home button. Okay, cool. Single sheet of glass. It'll be pretty. We'll see how it goes. What do you guys think? Will you be okay with an iPhone that doesn't have a home button? Let me know in the comment section below. It is now time for Ask FPT, the segment of the show I take one question from you and I answer it for you. As I mentioned yesterday, I am accepting video questions on Twitter. Just use the hashtag AskFPT, submit your video that way, and it will be on the show, maybe.
I have a G-Pad 2 8.0 LTE, and the screen protector, it's coming off in the one corner. So I fear that eventually it's going to come off completely, and being the clean freak that I am, I don't really want to use my tablet without a screen protector. So, is there any suggestions that you have for a screen protector that's cheap, effective, and easy to, I guess, apply?
Okay, Sonny, here's what you'll need. Your cell phone, a pair of scissors, a Ziploc baggie, and of course a one-wrap roll from the one and only Velcro brand. Because sponsor. Now, lay your Ziploc baggie on a clean surface. Place your phone screen down on the Ziploc baggie. Now go ahead and wrap that motherfucker. Don't forget that one-wrap roll. Now take it and start securing the Ziploc baggie to your phone. Once you're finished, go ahead and take your scissors to cut the one-wrap roll to size. And there you have it, a brand new DIY screen protector for optimum cleanliness and protection.
And that's the show. Hopefully you liked it, you learned something. If you did, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. Click it and tick it. You can also follow us on Twitter at Front Page Tech. Remember, leave your questions in the comment section below for the podcast. Send me questions in video form on Twitter to be featured on the show. And that's it. I'll see you Monday.